We're in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Hey. The Kitzur is discussing all the different halachas of Kodesh Elul, and we're up to the halacha that speaks about when we start the slichos. So the Kitzur says as follows: Miyom Harishon Bashavua, from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, Shekodim Rosh Hashanah Ve'elech Mashkimin L'slichos. That's when we begin to say the slichos, from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. V'imchal Rosh Hashanah B'yom Sheni or B'yom Shlishi. Let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday or a Tuesday. So says the Kitzur, in such a case, Maschilim Miyom Harishon B'Shavua HaKodemus. Then we start from a week before already. Why is this? Because we hold that we want to have at least 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah begins. Therefore, if Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Monday or a Tuesday, you're not going to have 4 days of Slichos, so we begin from the week before.
Why four?
So we'll get to that in a second. So if we back up a little bit... So we'll get to this in a second. So if we back up a little bit into this halacha, we'll see it's not so pashut that you need 4 days for the slichos, and maybe you need some more than that. The Mechaber says in Simtav Kuf Hei Aleph as follows. He says, Noagim lakum ba'ashmuras lomar slichos v'tachanunim. We have the minhag to get up very early in the morning to say slichos v'tachanunim. Meirosh chodesh el ve'elech ad yom ha'kipurim. Says the Bera Gola that this Lashon of the Mechaber is coming in quotation from the Tur B'Shem of Haigon, and he says, V'chein hu minik ha-svardim, that the Svardim begin already to say the Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Thank God we're not Svardim, right? Can you imagine? saying Slichos for 40 days, can you imagine? It's so difficult getting up in the middle of the night. For those who are Svardim, the Chashavim who have so long to say Slichos, it's very difficult, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, actually, that we say Slichos for 40 days. We start already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Says the Rama, he qualifies, Ominig b'nei Ashkenaz, which is the Midig Ashkenaz, like the Rama, ain't okay. El mei Rosh Chodesh ve'elech maschilin l'skoa achar atfila shachris. We start blowing shofar from Rosh Chodesh, which we already discussed a few nights ago. V'yesh mekoma shetokin gamkin arvis, fine. And then he says, with regard to saying Slichos, v'omdim ma'ashmuras lomar Slichos v'yom alif shelefnei Rosh Hashanah. He says, we, the Midig Ashkenaz, is we begin to say Slichos from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. V'im chal Rosh Hashanah beiz o gimel, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or on Tuesday, maschilim yom echad shavua shalafana. He says that in that case, we would start Slichos already from a week before. So says the Mishnah Berurah, where does this 4 days come from? So it's like you said, Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. Tam shekavu dalad yamim. Why is it that they came up with this 4 day period that we need before Rosh Hashanah to begin the slichos? For those svardim in the room, you can tune out because this is not nageya. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch had a different reason why we started ready from Elul. We want to prepare from before. But for the Ashkenazi Sheminim, so the Mishnah Berurah wants to know what's this 4 days about. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is shekem atzina bekarbanu shetuunim bikur mimum dalad yamim kodem akrava. Before you shech the karban, a person has to make sure that the karban doesn't have any sort of mumin before he shechs it. V'chal ha-karbanus v'parshas Pinchas k'siv, and it says in the parsha of karbanus and parshas Pinchas, v'hikravtem ola. The pasuk uses a lashon v'hikravtem, that you should offer. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, v'shem al yirabo v'rosh Hashanah k'siv v'asisam ola. It says by Rosh Hashanah also v'asisam ola. L'lamit sh'v'rosh Hashanah yase adam atzmo kilu makir v'satzmo. A person should make himself on Rosh Hashanah as if he is a karba. So he needs 4 days to look into himself to make sure he doesn't have any mum, just like you need 4 days to look into the karbanos before you shech them. Therefore, that's why they came up with this 4 day period before Rosh Hashanah. That minhag Ashkenaz is that we make sure to say slichos for 4 days before. My Rebbe Rav Asher Weiss once pointed out that there's one major difference. That if you find a mum on a behema that you want a chef, so you find another one. What do you do if you find the mum in yourself?
Who doesn't find the mum?
So if you don't find the mum, you got a big problem. If you do find the mum, you really have you have to make sure you take care of it before Rosh Hashanah. Because if you don't, then there's no finding another. There's no one else to take your place. You're the only one who's going to be brought on the mizbeach. It's you, and that's it. No one else is standing there for you.
If he didn't find the mum the whole year, he's not going to find it in those 4 days either.
Okay, good.
Why not?
So if we look a little bit into this halacha of Bikur HaKarban Dalad Yamin. So it's not so simple as the Mishnah Berurah wrote. It's not so simple that it's by all karbanos. The Gemara in Eirechin on Daf Yud Gimel says This is only a halacha by two karbanos. Number one, by karban tamid. That's the original halacha that it needs to be checked for 4 days. And then the Gemara makes a limud from karban tamid also to karban pesach, that a person has to make sure to check the karban pesach for 4 days. There was a ruah msachim actually has a suffix. He wants to know, is this bikur ma'akev? Do we say if a person checks the karban tamid or the karban pesach without looking at it for 4 days, without making sure it doesn't have a mum, is that ma'akev in his mitzvah or not? So that's a suffix in Arzah. Ruani says that from the fact, it's mistaber to him, that from the fact that by other karbanos there is no reason for a person to check out the karbon, so he says it would seem that by these karbanos also it shouldn't be ma'akiv. Arzah just says that misvara, and he doesn't bring any rayas from Shas. Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis takes issue with this Arzah Ruah. He doesn't quote him, but he's basically disagreeing, because the Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Shamati, Rabbi Yehuda is quoting a brisa. I once heard, Shehashoche Tamid, She'enu Mavukar, if a person shechts a karban tamid on Shabbos without checking it before for 4 days, which is the halacha that we said from Erithin, if a person shechts that karban without checking it, says the Gemara in Sukkah, Chayiv Chatos. Okay? So Tosfos wants to know, what type of karban are we talking about? What was the outcome? Did it turn out that you found the mum or you didn't find the mum? Why are you Chayiv Chatos? So Tosfos says, if it turns out that you find the mum in this karban, so Tosfos says, you shouldn't call that a karban tamid. It's not a karban. It doesn't have a name of a karban tamid. The Gemara says, Ashoichet karban tamid b'shabbos, shaloi mevukar kel chasa, is chai v'chata. So Tosfos says, it can't be that we're talking about where you actually find a mum in the end, because then that wouldn't have a name of a karban tamid. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is talking about a case where in the end you find out that there really is no mum. This karban was really a perfect karban, and still you're chayav achatos. Why? Because you didn't do the mitzvah of bikra karban before you shechted it.
You bring it up as a karban?
What?
You bring it up as a karban?
You shechted it, yeah.
No, but do you put it on the mizbeah?
We're talking about where you did it. You did everything.
Oh, it's after the fact.
After the fact, ex post facto.
So
oh, so how do you check? So Tosfos says that, what do you mean? Before they eat, so they check it, right?
That's the law. There
what?
The law.
There is no law?
I'm saying so.
Oh, so he says because this is a din in karban tamid, and now it turns out that you brought a karban onto the mizbeach that was improper. So that's an isser.
Which is the
either kulam bazara, that's a subbing in Tosfos himself, whether that's... I'm not sure exactly. I don't know. But so Tosfos seems to be holding that this is really li'ikuva. This is not just a din that's lichatchila. This is something that's ma'akim in the karban, and that's what the Gemara means, that ha'shochet karban tamid she'enu mevukar kel chasa is chayiv v'chatos b'shabbos. So that's with regard to that. The Rambam, however, does not quote this halacha. Like you said, the Rambam doesn't quote the halacha, and the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah writes, it would seem from the Rambam that this mitzvah might not be li'ikuva, because otherwise the Rambam should quote it. It's a little bit questionable, why isn't the Rambam quoted even the chatchila? That's a little bit of question that the Minchas Chinuch doesn't really address. The Chazon Ish has a suffix in Pesachim, whether when we're checking through the karban for the dalad yamim, do we have to check through it every single day, or is it just one of the dalad yamim, or some of the dalad yamim? That's the Chazon Ish suffix, and it brings rayas from here and there, but he brings from Rashi himself on Daf Tzadigov, that Rashi writes that you have to check every single day. I saw in some more recent paiskim that they write that from the fact that the minhag from the old minhag came that we start saying slichas for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, so it must be that the origin of the minhag was that for 4 days they used to be mevakeh the karban every single day. I don't know, I find that raya a little bit difficult because, you know, you can say that we check the karban for 4 days before and that's just a symbolic act to why we say slichas. It doesn't have to revert all the way back to say that that was exactly the custom that they used to have with checking the karban. Not so clear.
Does it have that way
we
would say that you walk from Sunday to
Monday? Sure. The Gemara says, Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, but it could be on Monday and Tuesday. So in that case, you say slichas for a week and a half. Yeah.
How many
slichas are?
How many
yoins?
This year.
You say. So I saw in the
7 days.
Yeah, you'll have a few more days in such
this
a case.
What do you do?
What do you do? There's slichas.
There's only 7 days of slichas. What do you say? Okay.
No, there are more.
If you come at night.
I saw an interesting Gemara from Avraham Leib Steinman that he points out in Yelas HaShachar in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hey. It says that there were different types of smichas that they used to issue to different Rabbanim at the time of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yara Yara, Yatir Yatir. Yadin Yadin. So the Gemara says, what's Yatir Bechor? So the Gemara says that you have to know how to check out a mum in order to be Matir Bechor for Shchita. So you say it's a Baal mum and it doesn't be, it's not Nikar Val Gabi HaMizbeach or not. So Varlein Steinman points out that the Gemara says over there that Rav wanted to know how to check through mumen. It's very difficult. So Rav went and he spent 18 months by a farmer learning all about the different intricacies of an animal to know exactly what the different parts of an animal are and what's considered a mum kavua and what's not, what's a mum oiver. So Rabbi Leib Steinman pointed out, al derech hadrash, that you see that it's not so simple to figure out exactly what's considered a mum in an animal and what's not considered a mum. And he says the same applies with us. It's not so simple to figure out exactly where your faults are and what needs to be changed. He says a person really has to pay special careful attention. Just like Rav spent 18 months figuring out what's considered a mum, he went to a farmer to learn the malacha, what's considered a mum in an animal, what's not. He says we also have to spend a special amount of time figuring out what is considered a fault for us and what's not. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, going on to the next part of this halacha, he writes, Shemashkimin, when we get up to say the slichos, Tzrichin lito yadeim ulevarech al netilas yadeim, ubirchas hatar. So he says, when we get up in the middle of the night, or in the morning, so we have to say, al netilas yadeim and ubirchas hatar. So this is not such a simple halacha. The Kitzur writes it like it's just simple, that a person wakes up to say slichos, he says berchas hatar. So says the Beis Yosef in Siman Mem Vav, which is all about berchas hatar, he writes as follows. Kasava Agar, he actually quotes a discussion in the Rishonim whether this is correct or not. A person who just gets up to say slichos, or just to say Tehillim, he's not learning, he's just davening, he's being mispalel. So does he say a birchas hatar or not? Kasav ha'agur b'shem maharam, shahadetzarach levar kishu mashkim hainu dafka kishalomik. The only time a person makes a birchas hatar when he wakes up in the middle of the night to do something, that's only if he's getting up to learn Torah. Avol mispalo tachanunim, if he's just getting up to say Tehillim, or he's getting up to say slichos, so says the agur and the name of the maharam, in such a case, a person would not get up to say a birchas hatar. Ba'arayvid kasav tzarach levar. The Ravid writes that a person does have to make a birchas hatar. And the Ravid writes that a person does have to make a birchas hatar. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. In Siman Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch has a suffix. Lo yikur psukim kodim birchas hatar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a person should not say psukim before he recites a birchas hatar. Afal pishu amram derech tachanunim. Even if he's only saying this pasuk or these tefillos, he's only saying them as a tefillah and not as Talmud Torah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, the first day is a person must recite a birchas hatar. B'yei shomer. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, which is the agur that we just quoted, she'ein lachush kim she'ein omer melo derech tachanunim. If a person is only saying slichos or is only saying tehillim, he doesn't have to say a birchas hatar. But nachol lachush the svar harishon. So the Shulchan Aruch says the most proper thing to do is really to say a birchas hatar, even though he's only saying them as slichos or as tehillim. Says the Ramah, Aval Haminik is Svar HaAcharona. We have the minute like the Svar HaAcharona. Our minute is like the Svar HaAcharona, which is that when a person just gets up to say Slichos, he does not make a Birchas HaTorah, Sha'arei, Bimeha Slichos, Mispalim Slichos. And his Raya is because in the Slichos we get up to Davin, and then we make the Birchas HaTorah later when we start Davining. So that is the Machlokes, the Macham, and the Ramah. When we discuss this whole issue of the Birchas HaTorah, so there's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I'll just read to you the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sim Mem Zayin as follows. Kasar Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, B'Sof HaEsen, Mitzvot HaSvav, Nitzdavina lohodus l'shma yisbarach b'chalei sh'nikra b'tara ala tova ha'gdula, sha'asa lana b'sita tarah so elena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. It was a tremendous chesed on his part for doing that. And therefore, says the Ramban, that he considers it a mitzvah midaraisa to make a birchas haTorah. Ubebrachas chafal afam rinan minayin the birchas haTorah milfanea min haTorah. He says that the Gemara says in brachas alaf chafal that we have a chiyav midaraisa to make a birchas haTorah. That's it. Kishem Hashem Ekor havagodel lelokenu. Ubirchas haTorah lacharan lomani mibirchas hamazon. Therefore says the Ramban, mikalzen esbarashat brachas zu min haTorah. Therefore says the Ramban, this bracha is min haTorah. Before you sit down to learn, you must make a birchas haTorah. Ve'ein roi lemnosa mitzvah achas imakriya. Don't say that this should be part of Talmud Torah. This is not part of that mitzvah. This is a separate, independent mitzvah that we must make a Birchas HaTorah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mechal HaGdolim Hiskimu L'Dvarav. The Aruch HaShulchan is quoting the Pichadash, the Magen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh. They all agree that this is a mitzvah midaraisa to make a Birchas HaTorah. V'tamu al Rambam. They all don't understand. Why does the Rambam not count this mitzvah to make a Birchas HaTorah? And These Achronim believe that it seems to the Rambam that this is only a mitzvah midrabbanan, because he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, they are incorrect. The Rambam agrees that this is a mitzvah min HaTorah, but he says it's a chelek of Talmud Torah, mitzvah achasi. So he says, the Ramban brought a raya from the fact that Mikra Bikurim is considered a separate mitzvah from the Havas Bikurim. So over here also, Talmud Torah should be considered a separate mitzvah from the Birchas HaTorah. So he says, no, that's not the same. Havas Bikurim is one mitzvah, and then later, when you get to the Beis HaMikdash, you do the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. However, when it comes to Talmud Torah, he says, a person must learn right away after he makes the Birchas HaTorah. The Yerushalmi tells us, the following. Yerushalmi says that a person who forgets to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he doesn't have to make a bracha later because he's able to be yotze be'avar rab. Says the Yerushalmi, there's one caveat. Person, v'hu shashana al asar. Right away after he's finished saying avar rab, or after Shemana Esrei, he must learn right away. That's what the Yerushalmi says. A person has to learn right away. I said Kriya Shema, so the stipler in Siman Yud, in Siman Yud Dalet, in Brachos, the stipler asked the Kasha. When you say Kriya Shema, so what's going on here? So the stipler wants to tie that back into this over here about Slichos. There's 2 days of the Rishonim whether or not you have to say Birchas HaTorah when you're saying Slichos, or is it only when I'm a Thaving for Talmud Torah? Is it only when I want to have in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but when I'm doing Slichos, even though I'm inadvertently saying Psukim, I don't have in mind for real Talmud Torah, so therefore I don't need to make a Birchas HaTorah. So that's the Machlokes of Rishonim. So he wants to say that it would seem from this Yerushalmi that, like exactly what you're saying, that since a person is saying Kriya Shema, that's not good enough. The Yerushalmi says, "V'hu shashana al asar." A person has to learn right afterwards, and it's not good enough with the Kriya Shema. So he wants to say,
"Why not?"
So it's Torah. So why not? So he wants to say the Stipler writes that that's just like these Rishonim that hold that you don't make a Birchas HaTorah on Slichos. It's Torah. I'm saying Psukim. Doesn't matter if I'm not having Kavana for the Mitzvah. I'm having Kavana to Daven. So he said that's different. That doesn't count. So he wants to say that. You can, but generally when a person davens, he just has in mind to daven.
That's how these guys are sitting there and learn.